Good evening.
Good evening. I think I'm the first.
I assumed you were. Did Tony get any better later in the day?
Not really. But we did reach the heart doctor today, and they said for him to take a half a pill twice a day instead of a whole pill twice a day. So maybe that'll help his dizziness and the way he feels. He's just really weak.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. We've got our two, so I'm going to mute.
Okay. And I'm going to start. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulachimincha, Sati, Serura, Alphabet Gimel, Yutat Sadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu. Acharenu, no ra, ufeshayan sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshe yehudcha, kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem. Rachame sitkatcha amid gamlem betet resh dadi taf gimel asin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata bet kuf bet tet nonayin yachid geye Lamcha penei zokre kidushata yud gimel lamed pei zayin ku shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodeya talumo shin kufav tadiyuta. The energy of the year, 5774, is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy by studying one verse from the Tanakh. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Witzamti makom liyami liyisrael untati vushakam. Dachta willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu. Vene avla la anoto, Ka'asher barishona. The year 5781,
has joined.
Our current year, has the energy of redemption, providing that the children of Israel are ready for that redemption. One of the ways that we help build the vessel of the children of Israel is through the study of a particular verse from the Tanakh, from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagamehem ekach lakohanim laleviim amar adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God by utilizing the verse, a tool of saying the each letter with its root vowel out loud. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a. Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he he ke wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he da a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me a yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu a me he yo ta me be nu no me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me yo me be yeshi le la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo la yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he a he shi he
has joined.
Wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa da me la he he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the ninth day of Cheshvan, Rabbeinu Asher ben Yechiel, known as the Rosh. He is a forerunner. His writings are the forerunner, one of the three forerunners to the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Leib Bloch, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda ben Rabbi Yitzhak Shmuel HaKohen, Rabbi Yehuda Horowitz, known as the Struchkiner Rebbe, Rabbi David Laniado of Aram Soba, and the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we will say in a whisper. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we utilize to climb the tree of life. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wayohe. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach, Yi Ahini We Yohi, Yi Ahini We Yohi, Yi Ahini We Yohi, Tiferet, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho, Yivura, Yi Ahini We Yohi. Ya'ash, niwi yosh. Ya'ash, niwi yosh. Kesed, ya'aheni we yohe. Ya'aheni we yohe. Ya'aheni we yohe. Bina, ya'aheni we yohe. Ya'aheni we yohe. Ya'aheni we yohe. Hachma, Ya'ahani wa yoha, Ya'ahani wa yoha, Ya'ahani wa yoha. Keter, Ya'ahani wa yoha, Ya'ahani wa yoha, Ya'ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wav, Yud, hey, wav, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wav, Yud, hey, wav, hey, Yud, Yud, hey. Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav, hey Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav, hey Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav, hey. And just as a reminder, what this meditation does is connect to a sequence of numbers. It starts with 20, then 26, then 39, and finally 45. And the sum of these four numbers is 130. Which connects to Mount Sinai. But in essence, the root of the word Sinai is hatred, sinam. And this is a vaccine against hatred, among many other aspects. And now we will say the Kaddish. Yitkadavit kadashime rabbah. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'amlich malchute b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye t'kol beit Yisrael. Agala v'zman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitmaseh v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei l'kutsha. Le'elamin kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata b'nechemata da'amiran b'alma yehe shlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class is an essay by the Ari, and I learned something or remembered something tonight just by deciding what class we're going to read tonight, we're going to study tonight. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 13, the second column from the left. And that opens up to a landing page for the Ari's essays and writings. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to Parasha Lech Lecha. There are three links under Parasha Lech Lecha. Our class tonight is the third link, known as the Second Arbitrator, Part 3. And in looking through my notes, we did the first of the links exactly 2 years ago, in October of 2018, and we did this middle link in October of 2019. So we are beginning our third year of studying the Ari. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Big Kilu Urchimu Kilu Kilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yud He Bavate V'Yichuda Shalim Hashem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehinu Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanuneihu. And I wish to thank Anna for developing my notes, the dates that we've done the various essays associated with the Ari. So we will begin. This is the third installment of a series, a continuation of Abraham Moves Out on His Own, which is the first installment, and The Love of Abraham, which is the second installment. It is suggested that the reader review these previous installments before proceeding. The portion of the Torah read this week begins, "And Hashem said to Avram, go forth from your land and from your birthplace and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you there into a great nation." We read that today, the first verse in the parasha of Lech Lecha, the first aliyah. And we commented that these three levels, leaving your land, leaving your birthplace, and leaving your father's house, has the meaning of recognizing that you have absorbed teachings from your culture, from your community, and from your parents. And all of these teachings that you have absorbed as children, as teenagers, as still items you still continue to absorb, that all of these aspects is what keeps you from being able to see truth. The Ari develops the following. I'm continuing to read. "We will now explain the name Joseph, for he is connected with Isaac, as we have mentioned." Now you would think we're going to be talking about Abraham or Avram, because that's what the verse is. But no, the Ari is bringing at this point, he did explain Avram and Avraham in the first two sections of this essay. This is the third, and we are going to be discussing Joseph and Isaac. We have already explained his mystical significance, meaning Joseph, in our discussion of Parashat Vayeshev, in reference to the dreams of the chief butler and the chief baker. And feel free to go look at those as part of your review. In any case, the numerical value of Joseph, in Hebrew it's Yosef, is six times that of the name Havaya. Yosef is spelled Yud Vav Samach Peh and has a gematria of 156. And if you multiply the number 26, the gematria of Hashem's name, times 6, you will get 156. Now, what does that teach you? The Ari tells us the significance of these six names of Havaya is as follows. We have explained in numerous contexts, including that of the mitzvah of circumcision, in our discussion of Parashat Lech Lecha at length, that even though the five states of Chesed spread throughout the body of Zeranpin, from Chesed to Yesod, nonetheless the radiance of all the five states of Chesed is absorbed in Yesod. The five states of Givorah descend into Yesod as well. Yesod has 10 Sephirot, but Yesod of Yesod has 10 Sephirot that are different than the 10 Sephirot in Yesod. That's what we just read. That's what you have to start to think like. What is your frame of reference? What are you being taught? We're being taught that the five chasadim, the five chesed's that come from Chesed, Devura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod, go into Yesod. And the five givorot that come from Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod go into Yesod. And in Yesod, what are we talking about? We're talking about Chesed of Yesod flows into Givurah of Yesod, which flows into Tiferet of Yesod, which flows into Netzach of Yesod, which flows into Hod of Yesod. And then we reach Yesod of Yesod, and now you understand, perhaps, why the gematria of the letter Yud is 20, representing the 10 Sephirot, or the 10 connections associated with Yesod, plus the 10 connections that flow into that level. The significance, the content of all the midot coalesces in Yesod, where it is prepared to be transferred into expression in Malchut. What this statement is saying is that these 10 Sephirot, which are 5 Chasadim, 5 levels of mercy, and 5 Givurot, 5 levels of restraint, these 10, which are different than we normally think of this, the Partsuf, they are gathered into this level of Yesod, in order to present them and allow them to become expressions in Malchut. What is an expression in Malchut? It's a manifestation. How are they going to manifest in the physical world? Continuing. Still, even though all 5 states of Chesed and all 5 states of Givurah descend into Yesod, their main states are the 3 revealed states of Chesed, those that are present in Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod, as is known. The 3 revealed states of Givurah are sweetened by the 3 revealed states of Chesed. As we have mentioned previously, Yesod Bima extends until the upper third of Tiferet of Zeranpin, meaning that the drive of the intellect to express itself is present in the midot produced by the intellect, as far as the intellectual aspect of Tiferet. From that point on, the midot take over, and the dominant consciousness is that of pure midot, with the intellectual rationale for the midot present only in the background. The 3 revealed states of Givurah are sweetened by the 3 revealed states of Chesed there in Yesod. True, all 5 states of Givurah are given to the feminine Partsuf, to the Nukva, into her dot, as is known. And so too, all the 5 states of Chesed are transferred to the feminine Partsuf during the coupling of Zeranpin and the Nukva, as a drop of male water, a seed. Nonetheless, since the lower 3 states are revealed lights, only their source and radiance remains in Yesod. This is an unwritten commentary, and I hope it's helpful for you to understand what's just been said. Their source and radiance remaining in Yesod as they get pushed down into Malchut. In 10 luminous emanations, we will begin to understand what's called a heara, an impression. That's what it is speaking about. Its source and radiance is a heara, an impression. What is an impression? The metaphor that's used to explain an impression is a piece of paper and a rubber stamp and an ink pad. You take the rubber stamp and you put it, you stamp it, you hit it with force onto the rubber, to the ink pad. And then you take that ink pad, excuse me, you take that rubber stamp and you hit it again and apply an impression, a heara. And when you lift up the ink pad, when you lift up the rubber stamp, you have left an impression on the paper. Your impression is an exact copy physically of the rubber stamp. But that copy is skin deep. It's not deep enough. But it is useful when the 10 levels want to climb back up the tree. Because as they climb back up the tree, their first step is to reacquire the external, the body, image of that consciousness. That's what the impression does. That's what the Heara is all about. Continuing to read. So all five states of Chesed and Gevurah that make up the sub-Sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod of Zeranpin, pass through its Yesod. What remains in it is the lower Midot, the summation of Chesed and Gevurah in Tiferet, and the orientation of the Midot outward in Netzach and Hod. Joseph personified Yesod. These states are the three names of Havaya, of the revealed states of Chesed, and those of the three revealed states of Gevurah. These are six names of Havaya that are the numerical equivalent of Joseph. Joseph, as is known, personified Yesod. With this knowledge, you can understand why the Yesod is called the second arbitrator, for the said reason, namely that in it the three revealed states of Chesed are intertwined with the three revealed states of Gevurah, which are thereby sweetened. There are two ways to unify. This is an unwritten commentary. There are two ways to unify things. One is that they attach to each other, they connect and touch. And the other is they intertwine. The intertwining is obviously much deeper and more involved than the touching. What creates the intertwining of the three states of Chesed and the three states of Gevurah is that their consciousness is oriented to expanding outward from Yesod. Whereas the two higher levels don't have this consciousness of expanding outward. They are oriented to looking upward, looking back into the intellect, With this, you can also understand why the Sephirah is called Yesod. The reason is that the Sephirah tends to the left, this being the mystical meaning of the live end, referring to Yesod tending toward Isaac, which is the left axis. The name Isaac in Hebrew, Yitzhak, is spelled Yud Sadi Chet Tav Kuf, can be rearranged to spell the words Ket and Chai, which translates as end and life, or the live end. The Midot are also known as the six ends, or extremities, inasmuch as they define the six directions of the three-dimensional space. Yesod is the alive end, for it undergoes change, growth, and shrinkage, thus exhibiting the properties of life. The numerical value of the three states of Gevurah that remain in it, which are three names of Havayah, is 78. Together with one for each of them, this sums to 81, which is the numerical value of Yesod with the Kolel. 3 times 26 is 78. Yesod is spelled Yud Samach Vav Dalet, which is 80. The seven names are called seven pearls. Another reason the Sephirah is called Yesod is the following. What is written in the Zohar about the verse, "Remember the Shabbat day," concerning the seven names is well known. They are called seven pearls, and the Shabbat is called Yah Adonai. These seven names are associated with the seven blessings of the Shabbat standing prayer. And you can look at the third installment in Parashat Tetzaveh to explain this relationship. And that the fourth blessing of the Shabbat standing prayer, which is the only one that refers specifically to the Shabbat, is associated with the name Yah Adonai. And I am adding, Yah Adonai has a gematria of 80, which is the same as Yesod's gematria. It is also known that the Shabbat is associated with Yesod, which is called the seventh. Normally, we associate the Shabbat with Malchut, the seventh Midah. However, in the context of Zeranpin, Malchut is not truly a separate Sephirah, but is called the crown of the Yesod, associated physically with the glands of the male reproductive organ. Malchut comes into its own only as the full partsuf of the Menukva, thus the seventh of the Midot within Zeranpin, and therefore the Shabbat as well can still be considered to be part of Yesod. Therefore, the numerical value of Yesod is the same as that of the names Yah Adonai. Yesod is 80 as above. Yah Adonai is spelled Yud-Heh Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which comes to be 15 plus 65, or 80. These two names correspond to the two aspects with Yesod. Yesod itself and its crown. Yesod itself is called Yah, and its crown is called Adonai. I am adding, Yesod, which is part of Yesod, has a meaning of secret. Secret can be associated with concealment. The name Yah is associated with the upper worlds, which are concealed. Furthermore, the Yesod of Leah and the Yesod of Rachel are signified by the two final mems, a combined numerical value, which is also that of Yesod. Leah and Rachel are the two parts of theme of the Nukva, as we know. The female yesod is a womb, is indicated by a final closed mem, which depicts a closed, empty space that will be filled by the male seed. The numerical value of mem is 40, so the two yesods of Leah and Rachel equal together 80. This is the numerical value of yesod. And this indicates that yesod couples with the two yesods of Rachel and Leah. Now that we have explained the two names of Isaac and Jacob, and how both are manifestations of the states of Giborah, we will now explain how these two names combine and thereby contain all of the states of Giborah. The summation of all the states of judgment are the 288 sparks that were rectified by the 32 names Elohim, which were other states of judgment, as is known. Altogether, these add up to 320 sparks. When the vessels of Tohu shattered, 288 general sparks were entrapped in the fallen remains of these vessels. As is known, when the vessels of Tohu shattered, 288 general sparks were entrapped in the fallen remains of the vessels in the account of creation. The Torah refers to God exclusively by the name Elohim, and this name is used exactly 32 times. The creation of this physical world subsequent to the collapse of the world of Tohu affected a certain rectification of the shattered vessels, preparing them for their further rectification by mankind. Now, the combined value of Yitzhak, Hebrew for Isaac, and Yesod is 288. This too will be explained more fully in our comments to Parashat Vayera, on the verse on the day Isaac was weaned. Isaac is spelled Yud Tzadik Chet Kuf, which is equal to 10 plus 90 plus 100, which comes to 208. I skipped the 8. I apologize. Yesod is equal to 80 as above, and 208, which is the name of Isaac, is plus the 80 is 288. The numerical value of the name Yaakov is equal to 7 times the name Havaya. Yaakov is spelled Yudayan Kufet and becomes 182. 7 times 26 is 182. These refer to the 7 mentalities comprised within Zerantin. We have already explained their significance in our comments to Parashat Vayetze, how these 7 mentalities are called Be'er Sheva, literally the well of the 7. The 7 mentalities of Zerantin are its 4 original mentalities, Chachma, Bina, and the 2 aspects of Da'at, the source of Chesed attraction within Da'at, and the source of Giborah repulsion within Da'at, and its 3 secondary mentalities, simply Chachma, Bina, and Da'at, that it acquires when it ascends into Ima and is vested inside Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Ima. Alternatively, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Abba becomes vested in the Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah of Zerantin, while the Netzach, Hod, Yesod of Ima becomes vested in the Chachma, Bina, Dat of Zerantin. The first verse in Parashat Vayetze is, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran." There are in Zeron Pin three more immature mentalities signified by the name Elohim. In contrast to the seven mature mentalities signified by the seven names of Havaya, the immature mentalities are signified by the names Elohim. These are hinted to in the phrase that continues this verse. And he went to Haran. The numerical value of the names Elohim, 3 times 86, is 258. And this is the same as that of Haran. He spelled Het Resh Nun. As we explain there, the name Elohim spelled out with Yud signifies the partsuf of Leah. The name Elohim spelled out with Hayes, this being the third spelling out of the name Elohim, signifies the partsuf of Rachel. And the middle spelling out of the name Elohim using Aleph signifies the partsuf of Yaakov, which encompasses both of them, his two wives. He is therefore called Yaakov, for this name can be read Yud Ekev, Ekev meaning heel in Hebrew. The numerical value of the word Ekev is that of two names, Elohim, that of Rachel and that of Leah. There are 10 letters in these two names, Elohim, 10 being the numerical value of the Yud of the name Yaakov. And this indicates that this Yud comprises both names Elohim. Tiferet reconciles and harmonizes the preceding Sephirot of Chesed and Gevurah. Yaakov is spelled Yudayan Kufbet, the word for heel, Ekev, is spelled Ayan Kufbet. Thus, Yaakov can be read as Yud Ekev, or the Yud heel. And Ayin Kuf Bet is equal to 70 plus 100 plus 2 is 172. Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, which is 86. 2 times 86 is 172. Let us now return to the general discussion of the three names of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob reconciles the first two, and therefore takes twice as much as they do, as follows. Jacob signifies Tiferet, and as we know, Tiferet reconciles and harmonizes the preceding Sephirot of Chesed and Gevurah. The numerical value of the name Abraham comprises the numerical value of the name Yaakov plus the numerical value of the name Adonai plus the Kolel. Abraham is spelled Aleph Bet Resh He Mem, which is 248. Yaakov is spelled Yud Ayin Kuf Bet, which is equal to 182. Adonai is six spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. 182 plus 65 plus 1 for putting them together, the Kolel, is equal to 248. The numerical value of the name Yitzhak, Isaac, also comprises the numerical value of the name Yaakov, plus the numerical value of the name Havaya. Yitzhak is spelled Yud Tzadi Chet Kuf, which is 208. And 182 plus 26 is 208. Thus, Abraham took one value of the name Adonai more than the value of the name Jacob, while Isaac took the value of the name Havaya more than the value of the name Jacob. But Jacob took twice what they took, two names of Havaya and two names Adonai, the combined value of which is the numerical value of Yaakov, which is 182. I hope you found this essay quite stimulating, because it clearly demonstrates the power of the three names. I bid you well. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Shalom.
Thanks.
Shalom Gadol.